This statement is baseless and void. The SLM does not believe that if South secedes and becomes an independent state and country, that there is a possibility of havoc and chaos in the region or in the world. And South would be like any country that seceded from a country that irrespects human rights. In fact, we believe that this statement discloses and shows the innermost agenda of the National Congress Party withdrawing from the CPA. As we all know, that the implementation of the CPA has been very slow and totalistic, and we know the NCP might, in a way or another, create blocks and barriers as Southerners are getting to the climax and the end of the agreement. That's not the first statement for them to make. They have started, from the very time when the Parliament was trying to pass the referendum law. They created a lot of obstacles, but in the end, we managed actually to go through and across all those barriers. But last week also, they made a statement, and this was made by the President of the Republic, very unfortunately, that a referendum might not take place if the borders are not demarcated, when there is no connection at all. Because demarcation can be done now and can be done later. But that shouldn't stop the process of referendum. So in the end, the SVLM is aware of the tactics that they are trying to use, but the SVLM considers all this null and void, and we shall not listen to them. We will go and we want the referendum to commence on the 9th, not before that date and not after the 9th.
Awad Al-Jaz, the Minister of Industry and a senior NCP official, said that the North-South separation cannot be allowed under any circumstances. What do you say to that?
Well, this statement is a clear gross and a clear transgression to the agreement, and that should not frighten the SPLM by any means, because the NCP is renowned of breaking all the agreements it makes with the people. However, this time this shall not be repeated. The SPLM will never allow verily on any circumstances for such a thing to happen. Yes, it is true that the SPLM calls for New Sudan, a country that is united on voluntary basis and on new basis as well. Basis of justice, a country where no one is considered a second-class citizen or third-class citizen. Alas, this has not happened. They stood against it. They are not ready for a democratic country. There are still laws that today in the country that work very clearly against the freedoms of people, the freedom of speech, the freedom of movement, the freedom of expression, the freedom of research. We can never be under any circumstances under such a country. And so they are not ready for the unity. They just want to unite with the oil of the Southerners. They want to unite with the diamond of the Southerners, with uranium of the Southerners, and all resources of the Southerners and wealth. But they are not interested actually to respect Southerners and African rights all around, which makes it very difficult for such a unity to prevail. However, the SPLM is ready actually to carry on the people of the South and the marginalized until they get to the zenith and dream of their freedom. And the statements shall not stop us from doing our work.
UN Vice President Taha called for a national dialogue to focus on things that promote the unity of the country rather than encourage secession, which is stipulated as part of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement signed in 2005. What is the SPLM's reaction to that?
Why national dialogue in such a critical time? Only when we are left with about 100 days and 20 from now, which is approximately 4 months or so, 5 months. The SPLM as well calls for national dialogue, for peace to prevail in Darfur, for democratic transformation in the north, for the development in the places that have been affected by war. And we even further call for reconciliation, which is actually stipulated in the agreement. Very unfortunately, this purchased and human call has been confronted always with hindrance from the NCP. And this call was there since the year 2005, and nothing happened. So I really wonder whether they really meant it, that a national call takes place in such a critical time when only 5 months are left.